I'm Anthony from Morningside Heights here in New York, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
Anyway, the wind blows is a fine with me.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you're familiar with Kenneth Lonergan's 1996 play, This Is Our Youth, you'll know that Frank Zappa's music pops up in the production from time to time, including this song. But in the new Broadway revival of This Is Our Youth, there's another artist whose music also plays an important role, and that is Rustem Batmanglij. The Vampire Weekend songwriter and multi-instrumentalist wrote some original music for this new production of This Is Our Youth, and Rostam's here with me in the Soundcheck studio. Hi, Rostam.
Good to be here.
So what was it about this play that first hooked you, that drew you in?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Kenny Lonergan. I really loved the movie Margaret. I think it's one of the best movies that's been made in the last decade. And anyone should see it if they get a chance, because it's a really special movie. And I was sent the script by the producers, Eli and Scott, and I read it in one sitting on an airplane, and when the plane landed, I said, "I want to be part of this."
Wow!
Because I loved it.
Was Scott Rudin the
yes.
producer? Now he's the guy who got James Murphy of LCD Sound System to mm-hmm. write music for another play that he had produced.
Yes.
So he seems to have his tentacles into the indie rock world to an extent.
I guess.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
The director, Anna Shapiro, what was her involvement in sort of you writing music and the way where it was going to be used and how?
Well, I knew I needed to write some music for the play, so that was sort of in my head for a few months, and I would make little sketches on the piano at home and record them on my iPhone, and eventually I got to a place where I had a piece that I thought could work. And so I sent it to Anna, and I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know how she'd react. But she told me that she loved it, and it made me feel really good about it, and we kind of progressed from there. So that was like the starting point.
And the idea was, there's this tradition in the theater of what they call entr'acte music. You know, it's mm-hmm. music at the beginning, music at the end, music between acts, mm-hmm. not actually in the scenes themselves. That seems to be what you've done here.
Yes. So the music that I wrote is sort of almost just kind of creating a mood, creating an atmosphere to set the stage for the play itself. And
so what is literally, for folks who haven't seen or don't know this Is Our Youth, just mm-hmm. thumbnail description, what is going on stage?
It's about two boys and one girl, and it takes place on an apartment on the Upper West Side in 1982, and their ages are 18 to 21, and it's just a very sort of realistic portrayal of kids that are somewhat up to no good.
Yeah. People who are lost and trying to find themselves in that weird place between teenagerdom and adulthood.
I don't know if they're even trying to find themselves.
Maybe I'm being a little generous.
They're trying to find something.
Yes, they are. And this edition of This Is Our Youth stars Michael Cera as, mm-hmm. as Warren, who's the kind of nerdy, nebbishy guy. Kieran Culkin as Dennis, who is the sort of spoiled rich kid. And Tavi Gevinson as Jessica. It opens on Thursday, the 11th, at the Court Theater. Now, we've got a string quartet here to play some of your music.
Yes.
This is just like a real short cue, this first thing, right?
Yeah, so this first thing is sort of what opens up the second act of the play. Coming out of the intermission, it's as you sit there in the theater, you witness sort of how night becomes day, and that was done with sort of lighting, and we worked together to make the lighting and the music sort of tell a story, a very simple story of just
of daybreak.
Of daybreak, really. And the set is really beautiful in this play, because it's a sort of life-size slice of New York Upper West Side apartment building, and it's sort of like a cutaway that lets you see inside of it.
Everybody says it looks like their first apartment in New York. did you have that? Did you have that reaction?
Yeah.
With the, you know, the pipes and the view of the back of someone else's house. Yeah.
My first and my last apartment.
We're speaking with Rostam Batmanglij. You may know his work with Vampire Weekend, but he's done the incidental music for the Broadway show This Is Our Youth. And this is music from the opening of Act Two. Short but sweet. That is music by my guest Rostam Batmanglij for the Broadway show This Is Our Youth, with Arthur Muller on violin, Feng Chunhui also playing violin, Mina Bassin on viola, and Hamilton Berry playing the cello. We'll hear something longer from them in just a couple of minutes. But so Rostam, there's a very classical sound. I mean, obviously, it's a string quartet, but in the play itself, it's or two pianos?
In this piece has a little bit of strings, but it's mostly just solo piano.
Yeah. So was that your first instrument?
No. My first instrument was the flute. And I don't know why I had a desire from a very young age to play flute. I think I was like six, and maybe my hands were even too small to play it. So I started with the recorder. Then I studied the flute for about 7 years, and by the time I was a teenager, I never wanted to play a flute again. and I started taking guitar lessons, and along the way, I was kind of teaching myself piano through guitar, which was nice because it turned them into sort of one thing, which is, I think, when you study music, like, that's sort of the goal, is to start to think of all instruments as one thing, and all different kinds of music is like as one thing, and take you out of the separatism.
Right. The tendency to like box everything up and separate things out.
Yeah.
So you did.
So I didn't really study piano properly until I was about 18.
Yeah.
So it was new for me.
You did study, I mean, at Columbia, you did study with a number of really pretty famous classical composers.
Yes.
People like Tristan Murail and Sebastian Currier and stuff.
They were amazing. It was amazing to learn from them.
Yeah.
And one of the things I learned from Tristan Murail that stuck with me, and it's actually something you'll hear in this piece, is that he said that when five violins are playing in unison, it's actually quieter than just two violins playing in parallel thirds.
Hmm.
And there's like a certain power that happens as the overtones interact with each other. I hope we're not getting too technical.
For anyone who's ever heard any of Tristan Murail's music, you can hear that in it. You know, there's kind of a sparkle or a shimmer to the sound.
Exactly.
Which comes from the overtones, from knowing what to do with those overtones.
Yeah, so that was a great orchestration class. One of my favorite classes that I took with him.
So when you had the opportunity to write this music for This Is Our Youth, did you feel like you were using different musical muscles from what you do with Vampire Weekend?
Well, because I studied classical music, it's always kind of floating in my brain. And sometimes I call it to the fore, and other times I let it hang out in the background. But I think one of the biggest differences is that when the goal is to make a song, the drums are so crucial. And oftentimes for me, the drums are the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, it wasn't so much about the drums.
Right. Well, it is it is drumless music, piano and strings for the most part. Rostam Batmanglij with me on soundcheck. The Broadway production of This Is Our Youth, starring Michael Cera and Kieran Culkin and Tavi Gevinson, opens on Thursday, although it's been in previews now for a bit, Thursday at the Court Theater. Is this the first time that original music has been added to, you know, the Zappa songs that are already part and parcel of the play?
I don't have an answer for that question. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do know that performances are logged somewhere in some library. You can watch past performances. I think Mark Ruffalo was in a production.
The first one, I think, the original.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton, Anna Paquin. So there's been an amazing tradition of really great actors in this play, and it's awesome to see Michael and Kieran and Tavi, you know, carry it on.
Right. Now, let's play a little bit from tape here of some of the music from the end of Act One. This extends through intermission,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is a 20-minute piece.
So is this ambient music, you know, to the extent that it's supposed to be a la Brian Eno, as ignorable as it is interesting?
The music that I wrote actually for the very beginning, for when people are taking their seats, it was ambient music. And I was actually influenced by Brian Eno and Arthur Russell. But then for this intermission... Mm-hmm.
Arthur Russell, the late cellist who was a part of the downtown New York scene and also a kind of post-disco performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arthur Russell was definitely one of those composers, songwriters who... I think was very interested in like the oneness,
yes,
the doing, being the full spectrum sort of. But so this piece is actually, I don't know, I've played it for some people and they say it sounds like jazz, but it also, it connects with like a lot of the more sort of Baroque classical musical themes that you hear in other parts of the play. So it has kind of those, it has, I think, hopefully it's kind of like at that intersection.
All right, let's hear a little bit. This is some of the music from Rostam Batmanglij from the end of Act One of the current Broadway production of Kenneth Lonergan's play, This Is Our Youth. Just a little bit of Rostam Batmanglij's music for intermission of the current Broadway production of This Is Our Youth, starring Michael Cera, Kieran Culkin, and Tavi Gevinson, with incidental music by Vampire Weekend's multi-instrumentalist, producer, and songwriter Rostam Batmanglij. I mean, on the one hand, Rostam, I could see why some people would go to jazz because the drums have that kind of... But it, to me, it almost has the sound of like 60s film or TV music, in a sense. Now, there's a turntable on stage during the course of the play. It has a role to play. Is that why we're hearing, like, LP surface noise kind of mixed in there?
Yeah, I think that was... I think, you know, it just started to sound a little bit naked, and I did want to connect with the turntable that's such a big part of the play. So that was sort of the motive behind adding or sampling a turntable and adding that as ambience.
Well, now you said before that when you're working on a song, you usually, you know, often start with the drums. Is that how that piece began?
No. No, actually the drums were kind of the last thing. So that's why it's not a song.
Right.
Maybe one day though.
Well, now, does that happen where you write things for another purpose and they end up turning into a song down the road?
Yeah, it does happen. And it's always kind of fun when you go and go through the archives and open something up and you're like, oh, whoa, I forgot that became part of this Vampire Weekend song.
All right, so...
Months down the road, years down the road sometimes.
So Vampire Weekend fans with long memories who go to see this thing may at some point hear something familiar on a future project from Rustem Batmanglij. The play is set in 1982. How much, if at all, did that affect the sound of the music you wrote?
I think I was more specifically interested in place, and my connection with the Upper West Side is a personal one because I lived there between ages 18 and 22 while I was going to college. Not actually the Upper West Side, Morningside Heights. Technically, they're different, but they're neighboring neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So I guess I just sort of reached back into my memories and thought about the music I was listening to, the music I was studying, just sort of the feelings that I had at that time of my life when I was living in that part of Manhattan. And that was sort of what got me to where I got with the music of the play.
What were you listening to during those years?
I was studying piano for the first time, so I was playing like pretty simple pieces by Bach and Mozart and Chopin.
Uh-huh.
So I think those were kind of...
But there must have, you know, when you left school, when you went back home and turned on the stereo, I mean, what was on heavy rotation in the apartment?
The Walkmen, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Projectors, The Strokes. Those were all bands that I listened to a great deal throughout college.
And the last time you were on Soundcheck was on stage at BAM with Hamilton Lighthouser of the Walkmen. You've done some work with him, too.
Yeah, it was kind of a dream come true. As I said, when I listened to his music, you know, for years, and then just to sort of be able to reach out to him and say, hey, do you want to try and make some songs together? And for it to happen was pretty special.
Yeah, so. And it happened, and it came out really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Soundcheck listeners, you can hear the results, the performance by Hamilton Lighthouser at the Brooklyn Academy of Music during Radio Love Fest from earlier this summer, and featuring Rustem Batmanglij is available on our website at soundcheck.org. But we've got the live string players here in the studio, so let's hear something. Now, this is from the opening of Act One, right?
Yes, and in fact, it's played by two pianos in the play, and you only hear about the first 30 seconds. But today we're going to hear the whole piece, which is about 2 minutes long.
So again, in the great tradition of film music where a composer will write like 2 or 3 minutes and you hear 10 seconds in the movie, we get to hear that like the director's cut now of this piece.
Sure, yeah, so to speak.
Okay. The play is This Is Our Youth. The music's by Rustem Batmanglij. Thank you. a string quartet arrangement of some of Rostam Batmanglij's music for the current Broadway production of This Is Our Youth, the 1996 Kenneth Lonergan play, which is set in an apartment on the Upper West Side. And Rostam, you were saying before how you were inspired not so much by the time, 1982, but by the place, the Upper West Side of New York. The funny thing is, especially with that music from Act One, it's a very soft, it's a very quiet music, which most of us would not associate necessarily with New York at any period in time.
I guess I do. I mean, I guess I just have memories of going to practice rooms and being alone with an upright piano for several hours and sort of, I don't know, maybe being a sad teenager.
Or just being up really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up early in the morning and up late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is this your first time writing for the stage? You've done film music, right?
I have done film music. I've never written for the stage before. So, yeah, it's my first time.
And how different is it?
Well, it's kind of... I think what was really fascinating was how things sort of evolved. So the music that I wrote for the play, you heard in Chicago, but you sort of heard it as in its embryo stage.
Mm.
And from there, bringing it to Broadway, it really grew and evolved. And I think it gained an extra level of depth. So...
But the music is played from tape. I mean, it's not like
yes.
There are live players.
Yeah, it's played from tape, but so there's pieces that were just piano. I was able to add strings.
Mm.
They asked me to write the music for the intermission, which didn't exist in the Chicago production. So it was, throughout the previews, I sort of wrote more and more music. I didn't show up with a 20-minute piece of music for the intermission. It started at 7 minutes, and then I was sort of pushing myself every night to have more music ready for the next preview. So everything sort of evolved over time.
The show opens officially on Thursday, the 11th, at the Court Theater. It's This Is Our Youth, starring Michael Cera, Kieran Culkin, and Tavi Gevinson. So it's an all-star cast with incidental music by my guest, Rostam Batmanglij. Rostam, great to see you again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.